Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. I'm Evan the Dad, and with me as always is...
me, Emmett the Lad.
Last week, we started something new on the show, and we're really excited to keep it going. It is our fan question of the week. This week's question comes from Gia in Sheboygan. Thanks so much for sending this in, Gia, and let's give it a listen.
Hi, my name's Gia. My question is, who are the twins in the Gravity Falls?
The question is who are the twins in Gravity Falls? I think Gia knows us pretty well. What's your answer?
Dipper and Mabel.
All right. Dipper and Mabel. I agree. I think it is Dipper and Mabel. Let's find out what the answer is. Here we go.
The answer is Dipper and Mabel.
Dipper and Mabel are correct. Gia seems to be a pretty big super fan. He knows we're big fans.
Yes.
Of Gravity Falls.
Well, actually, spoiler alert, Dipper is just his nickname.
Yeah?
What's his real name? His real name is Mason.
Mason. Interesting.
Thank you, Gia.
All right, that was awesome. And thanks again, Gia. Remember, if you want to be featured, just head over to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and send us your question. All right, we're going to dive into today's main event. Some of you may have caught on to the fact that we live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We love it here in Green Bay. And this year's annual NFL draft is coming to our hometown. We've been super excited about this for a really long time, and it's really close. So we thought we'd get everyone pumped up for the upcoming festivities with 15 trivia questions all about the draft and the NFL. So we're going to start off pretty easy. Don't get too comfortable because it's going to get tougher as we go on. Are you ready?
Yes.
What do we call this round?
Trivia Tots.
Trivia Tots. Here we go. Question one. What does the NFL stand for?
National Football League.
National Football League. Is correct. Now, it wasn't always just the NFL.
It was the NFL and the AFL.
Yeah, what was the AFL?
American Football League.
Yep, and then they merged. They always called it the merger.
Merger.
Yep, the merger. That's a weird word.
Merger.
Merger.
Merger, merger, merger.
Good job. Question two. What is the NFL draft?
The NFL draft is where all teams in the NFL pick college players to go in their team.
Yeah, this was a really pretty long-winded question to be able to answer. I know normally our questions are a little bit shorter than that, but that is correct. It is the event where teams can select eligible college football players to join the league. It's kind of like, think of it as like a big job fair. For football players.
Yeah.
But it's gotten bigger and bigger every single year. There's a lot more going on with it. Question three. How many teams are in the NFL?
Thirty-two
is correct. We did edit out his answer, but in the last question, the boy managed to the lad managed to name how many teams there were and answer the question before it was asked. But yes, there are 32 teams in the NFL. Good job.
The lad's tricks again.
He does this every time. Every week he manages to answer questions before they happen. Question four. What round is the number one overall pick selected in?
The first pick of the draft?
Yeah, what round?
One.
The first round is correct. That seemed like it was going to be a trick question, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the mom helped us put these questions together, and that seemed like it could have been one that led us astray, but nope, it's the first round. And it's really kind of interesting. So being the number one pick is a really big deal, isn't it?
Yes.
Like that player gets a huge contract and basically doesn't have to worry about money ever again. And so many times if you get the first pick, That's a player that's supposed to help change your team forever. So it's a big deal.
And usually in Madden, if you...
That's a video game, by the way.
Yeah, it's a by EA Sports.
Mm-hmm.
In Madden, if you do a draft and you get the number one overall in the number one pick, it's like one in a million chances.
Oh, really?
And usually it's super big because you can just like, if you're doing a draft where all the current NFL players are,
mm-hmm.
you can just draft like Patrick Mahomes or something.
Oh. Interesting. Question 5. In what month does the NFL draft usually take place?
April.
April is correct. You probably would have guessed that based on the fact that it is currently April.
Yes.
And we are doing an episode for something that happens relatively soon. So yes, April is correct. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tot round.
Well,
that was really fast, wasn't it? I mean, these are fun questions. Really, the NFL is something that's near and dear to our hearts here at the Dad and Lad House. So
mostly mine.
Mostly yours. He's been getting real into the NFL as of late. So that's cool. That's really cool, though. Question 6. We're going to move into the mind mover round. Questions are going to get tougher. Here we go. Let's see if the lad can keep up. Question 6. What is the name of the event where college players show off their skills before the draft?
The NFL Combine.
The NFL Combine is correct. Yeah, do you know what some of the things they have to do at the Combine are?
40-yard dash.
Yeah, that's the biggest one. That's the one that everyone knows is the 40-yard dash. So they time how fast it takes for a player to run from the goal line to the 40.
That's usually wide receivers and running backs.
Well, everyone does it. They all do it.
Even offensive line players. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even offensive linemen. They're not as fast. But hey, buddy, these guys are, all of them, even the big guys are fast. Like, everybody's fast in the NFL. It's pretty wild. But they also do things like vertical leap, and they do weightlifting, and they run drills and other stuff.
What's one where like you cut to cones and stuff?
I don't know what it's called. I'm not sure if that actually has a name or not. But yeah, they do like just different drills where they're set up.
For quarterbacks, they see how far you can throw the ball.
Yep. Question 7. What city hosted the very first NFL draft in 1936?
Chicago.
Chicago is a great guess, but incorrect. The answer is Philadelphia. Philadelphia, 1936. That was the very first NFL draft. The NFL looked very different at that point.
No helmets, right?
I don't know.
Helmets?
Maybe. I would assume leather helmets would be the thing. Let's take a quick peek. 1936 NFL. Yeah, we're definitely talking leather helmets at that point. Yeah, like the
no
the
padding.
Super old school. They had a little bit of padding. They look like they have some shoulder pads and some very small leg pads, but not a whole lot. And leather helmets. No face masks. Pretty crazy. Question 8. What is the name of the process where cities are chosen to host the NFL draft?
Don't know.
The process, they call it bidding.
Bidding.
The bidding process. Yeah. So basically, it's very similar to a country or a city that wants to host like the World Cup in soccer or the Olympics. When they want to host the Olympics, a country or a city has to put together a proposal, and then they basically put their proposal in and say, these are all the things that we can do for this event. And they put in a bid. And then the company, whoever it is, and this in this case, the NFL, decides to accept a bid. So It's kind of crazy.
Green Bay.
They did. Do you know how long it's been since our bid was accepted? Do you know when we put in our bid?
4 years ago.
Our bid formally was put in 2016. That's how long we've been waiting for the draft.
Oh my gosh.
The draft.
They've just been ignoring us for that long?
Well, no, they told us we were getting the NFL draft 9 years ago. That's how long it takes to plan and get everything in order. It's crazy.
But the time has finally come.
It is. It's real close. Question 9. Which city had a record-breaking draft attendance of over 275,000 people per day?
San Fran.
San Francisco is incorrect. What if I told you it was last year? Do you know the city last year? You were just there.
Detroit.
Yes, Detroit hosted last year's draft. And Detroit, over the course of the entire draft, had almost 750,000 people visit Detroit for the draft time. Pretty bonkers. Everyone thought it was going to be impossible to top the draft that happened in Nashville in 2019. The Nashville draft had about 600,000 people show up total, but in Detroit, there was 750,000. And for scale, the city of Green Bay has about 100,000 to 120,000 people. That's it. Like, that's our whole city.
But there's going to be like maybe 100,000 people coming.
At least. Yeah. And if anybody actually goes to games, Lambeau Field holds about 80,000 people.
It's one of the biggest fields.
Yeah, it is it's a big stadium.
But it doesn't top MetLife Stadium.
Mm-hmm. But 80,000 people come to a game, and we're talking about holding about double that over the course in one corner of the parking lot. It's going to be crazy. Lots of people. Question 10. Who announces the picks at the NFL draft?
Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell right now is correct.
Yes.
What is his job? Yes, he is the commissioner, or the commish. That's what people like commish. To do. And do you know what happens whenever the commissioner right now gets up and announces a pick? Do you know what happens?
Don't know.
Oh, you haven't? Yeah, I suppose you probably haven't watched a draft yet. Unfortunately for him, everybody boos Roger Goodell.
Why?
It is just what they do. He had made some interesting decisions a while back, and a lot of people just boo him. So you're going to see it when he comes to Green Bay. Everybody's going to boo him. It just is. It's tradition. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round already. Wow, 10 questions in. We're just flying through these, but these are a lot of fun. But folks, oh boy, here we go. You're going to want to buckle up. Put on your boots. Tighten the belt.
Put your thinking caps on.
Yep. And tighten them extra tight, because the question's about to get real difficult. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11 of the Brain Busters. What is a Mr. Irrelevant?
The guy who gets drafted with the single last pick of the draft. The 262nd pick of the draft.
The last player to be selected in the NFL draft is correct. And who was probably the most significant one as of late?
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, Brock Purdy. He is the quarterback for
the 49ers.
The 49ers, yes. He was Mr. Irrelevant. He was the last player selected in the draft and is a fantastic quarterback.
Yes, he's a great quarterback.
Yep. So even the players who were selected last in the draft are still very good. So,
how he got to the starting quarterback position is crazy.
Yeah, tell us about
it. Here's the third string for quarterbacks.
Yep.
And so Trey Lance was the starter quarterback, starting quarterback for the 49ers. The backup quarterback was Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep.
Trey Lance got injured. So did Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
And then Brock Purdy stepped up, and everyone loved him because he beat, in his first game of the NFL, he beat the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady.
That's debatable.
He is.
He's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But that's neither here nor there. We could debate this until the sun comes down. But yeah.
Like, he took down a guy who has 6 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
Well, 7, actually.
Pretty crazy. All right, question 12. Before moving around the country, what city hosted the NFL draft every year from 1965 until 2014?
Arizona.
We're looking for Phoenix. Phoenix, Arizona is incorrect. They actually used to host it in New York City at a really famous hall. Radio City Music Hall used to be the site of the NFL draft every single year. They would always host it in the same place. But ever since they started moving it from city to city, it's been a much bigger and more popular event every single year. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Question 13. How many rounds are there in today's NFL draft?
Ten rounds
is incorrect.
But that's how much there are in Madden.
There are not 10 rounds. In the NFL draft,
20?
There are 7 rounds in the NFL draft.
Wait, so 32 times 7 is 262?
224. How can Brock Purdy be 262 if there's only 32 rounds? Or 7 rounds of 32.
Lies. Deception.
Oh.
Is there additional picks?
Yes, there is. Okay. So I was a little confused and had to do a little bit of research here, because we did find out that it is not limited to just one pick per team per round. They do offer what are called compensatory picks. And so each of the picks, like, you get one pick in each round, and you can trade that and stuff over time. But depending on when you make trades and things to keep things in order, the NFL will award certain teams compensatory picks for making moves in free agency and stuff. And so there are more than one pick per round. So that means in the 2025 NFL draft, there will be a total of 257 picks, because the NFL gave out 35 compensatory picks
that year. Then that Brock Purdy was drafted.
Yeah, so there must have been extra compensatory picks that draft to make it all the way up to 200.
So the number of picks is always going to be different every year.
Yes. Yep. It'll be at least 32 picks per round.
Yes.
For sure. Yep. All right. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. My spidey sense was tingling. Question 14. Which team has had the most number one overall draft picks in NFL history?
Carolina Panthers.
The Carolina Panthers. Is incorrect.
No, but they're the worst team in the NFL. Sorry, Panthers fans, but it's true.
They are pretty close to the worst team, yes. But the teams that have had the most is actually a tie. A tie between the Indianapolis Colts and the Los Angeles Rams. They both have each selected a number one draft pick 7 times.
Wait, then why would they do so bad?
They go in and out throughout history over the course of, I mean, the NFL's been around for a while now. And so sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good. But so that doesn't necessarily, just because you get the number one pick doesn't make you good anymore.
Yeah.
So
Because usually the team with the worst record gets the number one overall pick.
Yep, unless they trade it away.
Which I don't think the Tennessee Titans are going to do this year.
Nope, I doubt it.
Because they really need an upgrade.
They do. And finally, question number 15. What Hall of Fame quarterback was famously picked 199th overall in the sixth round of the 2000 NFL Draft?
Eli Manning.
Eli Manning?
No, I'm changing. Tom Brady.
His altered answer of Tom Brady is correct.
You know what's so cool? I second-guessed Eli Manning.
And it's really funny. If you want a good laugh, go look at the draft photos of Tom Brady when he got drafted.
Oh,
He's like a little pole. He's like a little stick. But, yep. Turned out to be quite the good quarterback. Pretty good guy.
Even though Eli Manning is probably my favorite quarterback of all time.
He's a good one, too.
Because he beat Tom Brady in two Super Bowls.
He did. That is very
With
true.
With the Giants.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. Thank you so much for playing along with us. The lad just killed it on this one. Did an awesome job. Don't forget that you can send us your own question anytime at speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia, and we might just feature you in an upcoming episode. And please make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We're at dadladtrivia, and you can find updates on new episodes as well as previews of upcoming episodes and all kinds of fun things. If you had fun today, hit that 5-star button on whatever platform you listen on. It really helps us reach more amazing listeners just like you. All right, buddy. What are your last words on NFL draft trivia?
I had fun here. I've learned some things, and some questions were cheap shots. Because I knew all and a lot of them.
Well, the lad did a great job, so hopefully you enjoyed it just as much as he did. Thanks again for listening each and every single week. We wouldn't make this trivia without our loyal listeners, and we really thank you coming back. Thanks again, and we'll see you later.
Alligators.